Have you heard the saying, don't do the crime if you can't do the time? Well, what does that mean to you? Stick around, because today we're going to talk about exactly what that means and how we can take control of that for our best interest. I'm Ricky Calabat. Welcome to my Live a Legacy channel. My intentions are to provide you with valuable information that will alter the trajectory of your life by creating new opportunities for your family and your future. What is Straight Talk with Ricky? It's the real deal, unedited, unfiltered truth about life and all the lessons that come with it. Subscribe now. Alrighty, so I know don't do the crime, you can't do the time. It sounds like, well, that's easy. That means like, don't steal something if you don't want to go to jail. And yes, that is correct. It has a legal aspect to it. Don't drive your car too fast if you don't want to get a speeding ticket, right? Don't go through a red light if you don't want to get pulled over. Don't steal something for afraid you might get caught. So yes, right? Crime time. So, in legal terms, the crime is something you're doing against the law. The time is the amount of the penalty that it costs you to go to jail, go to prison, you know, whatever the case may be. So, also, I want you to think about this a little bit more basic, a little more simple, and think about your daily actions. Think about being rude to somebody. Think about having a conversation with somebody that you are not very nice and you maybe hurt their feelings. And then, especially if it's a significant other and you're in a relationship with someone, you say something, you didn't mean it, and their feelings get hurt. They're maybe disappointed, maybe they're rejected, maybe they're humiliated, and now they are going to be in a bad mood. They're not going to talk to you. They could be very cold. Maybe they're going to leave. Maybe they're going to do something. So I want you to realize that all of your actions, in that case, the crime that you did was you were, you know, rude. Maybe you were a jerk. Maybe you just weren't compassionate around other people and their feelings, and somebody got hurt. So the crime is you doing that. Right, the time is that person, you lost their trust. Maybe they're not going to be able to respect you the same way. Maybe they're not going to be friends with you in the same way. So there's all of that happens every day. So the crime is any kind of action. And yes, it could be maybe you're friends with somebody, and maybe that, I mean, there's so many things, right? You can, if you're in a relationship and your friend has a boyfriend and you take that, you know, your buddy's girlfriend from him, and then he finds out, and then, you know, you break up and he doesn't want to be friends with you, and then you lost the girl, you lost the guy, and that's the time, right? The time, think of it as the punishment, but really it's a punishment that is just out of your control. You don't get to choose what the time is. You get to choose whether you want to do the crime. And sometimes the crime might be, you might be ignorant to the crime. You might not know you did something wrong to someone, or you hurt somebody, or you were being a certain way. And sometimes that ignorance is, doesn't stop you from, even as innocent as it may be, you know, it doesn't stop you from doing the time of the punishment of that person's actions and feelings, or whatever the case is, right? So I just want you to just understand that whether it's, you know, whether it's speeding, whether you have a relationship with work, with your boss, those relationships are so strong that any kind of crime, even if it's as simple as, you know, you just take up somebody's pen off their desk and they ask you, hey, did you take my pen? And you're like, no, I didn't take it. And they're like, well, so-and-so told me that you took it because they saw you. And now it's like over something as silly as that you don't think it's such a big deal, but at the end of the day, you lied, right? You lied. And so now this person is thinking, okay, well, today it's a pen, but tomorrow, is he gonna lie about, something more important, something that a work, something that I asked him to do? Now everything becomes in question. Everything becomes in question anytime you kind of break that trust, right? And there's three major ways that you can break trust with someone. And to me, they're like non-negotiable deal breakers. I will never look at you the same way if you do one of three things: you lie, you steal, or you cheat. Any one of those three: lying, stealing, and cheating. And they could be all revolving around the same action, same incident, yet they're all kind of different. And at the end of the day, that's something that you have control over, and that's something that if you're a mature person, that like you, it's very vengeful, it's very malicious way to think whenever you decide that you want to, that you're lying to someone, stealing and cheating. Yeah, you might say, well, I don't steal and I don't cheat, but I've told a few lies here and there. And hey, guess what? I'm guilty. I have done that also. Some of them have been white lies that we lie to ourselves by saying it. Some of them because we think we're doing the other person a favor by not telling them the truth. It's in their best interest. However you want to shape it is still untruthful, right? You're lying. And so it's like the point of no return. Like once you go past that threshold of the first time, then it's like you've given yourself permission. Well, I lied once and I didn't get caught. It really helped me out of a tough situation. Now you've just basically told yourself, hey, this is a good thing. Lying is pretty good because it gets me out of trouble, it gets me out of tough conversations, and then it just starts the snowball domino effect. And then you can get into a situation where you're telling so many lies that it's hard to keep straight, number one, especially if it's with multiple people around the same topic. It's extremely hard to keep lies, straight and consistent, and you never know what's going to come up in context and different scenarios and different people. And eventually, in my experience, not all lies, but when they do come out, it's usually a explosion of some sort because there's just trust. Trust is broken, and the foundation of all relationships is trust. And so once that is broken, then it's almost like a point of no return. Now it's like, okay, you're being held at arm's length. It's very hard for someone to they might forgive you, but they probably won't forget. They'll always keep in the back of their mind that the person lied, they stole, they cheated, or something. So the time is different with that crime, depending on the person, depending on the situation, right? The time could be, prison and, sentence for life, or it could be, you get a divorce. It could be that you lose a relationship with your family, your parents and your children, especially. Sometimes it's the hardest ones with their family, because it's like family, you really think that we should have each other's back. And with family, it's like no matter what, we have, to be there for each other. And so when it's in a family relationship and somebody does those things, I mean, it's just scarring. It's very, very scarring. It's very unhealthy, and causes all kinds of other problems. It causes all kinds of other problems in your life. So please, if you haven't ever done any of those three evil sins, as I call them, please don't start. Please don't take it up. Please, please, please don't even go there. I promise you, the reward, the short-term reward that you may get, the benefit that you may get for a little bit of time, is not going to be worth the time that you're going to have to pay for that, either through karma, either whether they find out or they don't. Guess what? He's watching, right? God is watching. The universe is watching. And you should be watching, right? You should be ashamed of yourself. You're the biggest judge of yourself. You should be ashamed that you did that, whether you got caught or not. So you have to judge your own actions for you to stay on the straight and narrow. And in my opinion, that is the best way to go through life, is not having to look over your back, over your shoulder, and to see if somebody that you screwed over is coming to get you for whatever reason. And, you know, if for some reason you've already done these things, guess what? It's not too late. It's much better for you to go and confess and to own it and say, I'm so sorry, I did this, I wasn't thinking, I made a mistake, please forgive me. That's much better solution to approach it that way than for it possibly to find out somewhere else, and you get it off your chest, and then you can sleep with yourself, and then you can breathe that you're not carrying all this weight on you, okay? So please, 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 no lying, no stealing, no cheating. Don't do the crime if you can't do the time. Thank you. If you enjoyed this video, please go ahead, subscribe, and click on the bell. Like and share with 3 people you think will also benefit from this game-changing message. Connect with me. All my social media links are below in the description. We welcome and reply to all comments. So please share your comments below, and please let us know what topic interests you the most.